It's been good, man. You know, I'm just coming out and getting acclimated to, you know, everything we got going on as a team, and, you know, just trying to come out and, you know, gel with the rest of my teammates and earn everyone's trust.
What was your reaction when you found out Brandon was retiring?
I mean, I was just as surprised as everyone else. I mean, I had no idea. So, I mean, I wish him the best, whatever, man. Great guy. I learned a lot from him in just the little time he was here, so.
On the big picture, what do you feel about just you accelerating, trying to get everything in to, you know, I guess it's more on your shoulders now that it looked like you could start. What do you feel about just trying to pick up everything? You feel you got to pick up things quicker now?
I mean, I think I already had that mindset in the first place. Just I just wanted to come in and, you know, kind of be a sponge and just soak everything up as fast as I could, you know, regardless of who was here and who wasn't here. So I don't think that'll change my preparation any.
What has the first couple of days of pads told you about you know, how things are operating?
It's actually been fun for me. I like the physical part of the game, so it's been fun. You know, I go out there and, you know, hit a little bit and just, you know, just get back to football, really.
Has the speed been any different from the college to the NFL level?
Honestly, the speed hasn't really been too big of a difference. I mean, I played at a pretty good college program, so yeah. I mean, that hasn't really just been too devastating for me.
What's the trigger you found out about Albert leaving? Was there anything said about the left tackle battle before you went out to practice?
Nah, man, it's the same routine we go through every day. It's the same thing we do every day, come to work, same way.
Did you find out before you hit the practice field?
Or I found out this morning when I came in. So, I feel like I found out kind of around the same time everyone else did.
What specifically did you learn in your brief interactions with Brandon?
I think it's honestly a lot of stuff that's football related, but it's a lot of stuff that, you know, just ways to take care of your body off the field, ways, you know, different things when watching film to pay attention to, a lot of technical stuff. So yeah, he was you know, extremely helpful, you know, during the time he was here with it.
Cam, did you have the mindset that you were going to be the starter on September 10th, even with Brandon here?
I kind of just had the mindset to just come in and work, let the chips fall where they may. I just come in, you know, just take care of my responsibility and just kind of do what I was asked and just go about my business that way every day.
Did you speak to Albert before he returned for the mandatory minicamp, or was that the first time when you guys started to form a relationship?
No, the first time when he got back is, you know, the first time I've spoke to him.
And throughout this, I think you talked about this in minicamp, but throughout this whole offseason, I think you've just worked at left tackle, right? It's the only position they've had you working at.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nothing really is going to change for you, it doesn't appear, from that standpoint.
No, I don't think so.
Do you draw on the Alabama experience as coming in as a freshman and starting right away to kind of help you with this?
That was something I thought about the other day, and, you know, the situations are actually a lot more similar than I thought they would be. Just coming in, me being young as a freshman, and just coming in there and having to, you know, kind of pick up everything quick, and, as you know, it's the same thing here. So, I mean, I think my time in Alabama, that experience I went through as a young player, I think it definitely, you know, helped me, and, you know, it couldn't do anything but help what I'm going through right now.
When we talked to you after you got drafted, you said Doug Marone said that he was going to ride you and be really, really tough on you. How's that been?
He wasn't lying. He wasn't. He held up that part of the boy.
All that jawing Saturday night. How did you react to that? What is that? Does that do anything for you motivationally or anything?
No, it's football, man. It's just part of the game, man. It's gonna be jawing. It's gonna be, you know, it's just part of the game.
Is part of that being a rookie?
I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't the only one that was, you know, jawing, or the only one who was. So I don't think it's just part of being a rookie, no.
Cam, have you started looking at film of Houston's edge rushers yet, or will you wait to do that?
I think that's something we started on, something I started on at least a while back. So, yeah, I've been – it's not that I'm – not something I'm looking at on a daily basis, but, I've been paying attention.
Can you give us an example of, like, how is he pushing you? I mean, what is he? Does he just make you do extra reps in the weight room? I mean, we don't see him – coming up to you at practice doing anything extra, so what?
I mean, y'all may not see it, but I definitely hear it. So it's something that I hear on the daily. But I mean, he's just coaching me up on all the little things, every little part of the game that I can get better at. You know, I'm not perfect by any stretch, so I got some on every rep that I can work on. So he's just been real, you know, real tough on me about that. But I mean, it's just coaching.